and that he was merely obeying the Lord's wish. To the traders who came and objected most strenuously of all, he said, "Your objections are valueless. They consist merely of the damage that may be done your businesses. You are interested in making money, but I am interested in saving souls. The heathen of this dark land must be saved." John Starhurst was not a fanatic. He would have been the first man to deny the imputation. He was eminently sane and practical. He was sure that his mission would result in good, and he had private visions of igniting the Pentecostal spark in the souls of the mountaineers, and of inaugurating a revival that would sweep down out of the mountains and across the length and breadth of the great land from sea to sea and to the isles in the midst of the sea. There were no wild lights in his mild grey eyes, but only calm resolution and an unfaltering trust in the higher power that was guiding him. One man only he found who approved of his project, and that was Ra Vatu, who secretly encouraged him and offered to lend him guides to the first foothills. John Starhurst, in turn, was greatly pleased by Ra Vatu's conduct. From an incorrigible heathen with a heart as black as his practices,